One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. A child suffering from a debilitating injury is nothing to joke about. It's also something that should never be faked. Faked to such an extreme point that the child believes they are suffering from the disabilities the mother claims she has. Today, the dark story of the disturbed mind and, some would say, justified end to D.D. Blanchard.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
On June 14th, 2015, Greene County Sheriff's deputies in Missouri, United States, found the body of Claudine D.D. Blanchard, face down in the bedroom of her house just outside of Springfield, Missouri, lying in a pool of blood and stab wounds inflicted several days earlier. There was no sign of her daughter, Gypsy Rose, who, according to Blanchard, suffered from leukemia, asthma, muscular dystrophy, along with several other chronic conditions, and had the mental capacity of a 7-year-old due to brain damage. She had suffered as a result of her premature birth. After reading troubling Facebook posts earlier in the evening, concerned neighbors notified the police, reporting that Dee Dee might have fallen victim to foul play, and that Gypsy Rose, whose wheelchair and medications were still in the house, might have been abducted. The following day, police found Gypsy Rose in Wisconsin, where she had traveled with her boyfriend, Nicholas Gojon, whom she had met online. When investigators announced that she was actually an adult and not suffering from any of the physical or mental health issues which her mother claimed she had, public outrage over the possible abduction of a severely disabled girl gave way to shock and some sympathy for Gypsy Rose. It is the Dark Side of Wikipedia. Welcome, my friends. This is one of those stories where you almost kind of root for the killer once you really get a good grasp on how mentally tortured Gypsy Rose was by this horrendous excuse of human flesh that was her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. It's a screwed up story, all around, but, very intriguing. Once you start getting into it, you're like, oh my God, if you made this into a movie that was fake, you would be, this panned is too much. You took too many curves. No one would really do this. And then they made it into a movie and it's like, well, that's pretty screwed up, but real. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you on today's episode of the show.
Yeah, it's really a twisted story. And as we get into it, and if somebody's not familiar with it, I mean, it's got... I don't know. There's no justification to ever kill anyone.
No.
But my thoughts is she didn't ever lead a normal life at all.
Yeah.
So I don't think she had the capability to really think things through. I don't think she'd been educated, the daughter, the way she should have been.
No.
And so my guess is that's the only way she felt like she could get away from her mom.
Sure. I mean, I think if you're raised in the way that this girl was raised, there you're not going to get sane thought or rational thought out of it. And when someone literally tortures you your whole life and says you have all these things and you really don't, I don't know. I mean, I quite honestly, if I was in her shoes, I would be very surprised if the story didn't end with me killing the person that did that to me.
And I don't think that the daughter knew who she was.
No.
Sounds strange, but her whole life, she was kind of taught to play a character.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, when she gets older and she wants to meet boys and stuff, well, now you can't control her.
It's one of those things where this person she missed so many developmental things that were so key to her existence that for the rest of her life, I mean, some of those things, I mean, you can kind of learn, but some of those things, the neurowiring and all that happens at certain ages. And if it's not done remotely correctly, in fact, done in the opposite way, you should be doing everything. You can't go back and redo that. So she'll suffer the rest of her life because of the insanity of what her mother did to her. And I'm sure there's probably some sort of, you know, disorder going on there too. I'm sure, you know, but holy shit, you do that to a person, another human being, you know, I don't have much sympathy. I don't care what's going on. There's, you know, there's going to be something that comes back and gets you for that. And it, you know, Gypsy, you know, it wasn't even Gypsy who did the killing, but she was, you know, attributing to it or however they did it with the boyfriend. Yeah, it's a messed up story. Let's jump into it and hear more of the story of what happened with Dee Dee Blanchard. Further investigations found that some of the doctors who had examined Gypsy Rose had found no evidence of the claimed disorders. One physician suspected that Dee Dee suffered from Mountain Syndrome, by proxy, a mental disorder which causes a parent or other caretaker to exaggerate, fabricate, or induce illness in a person under their care in order to obtain sympathy or attention. Dee Dee had slightly changed her name after her family, who suspected she had poisoned her stepmother, confronted her about how she treated Gypsy Rose. Nonetheless, many people accepted her situation as true, and the two benefited from the efforts of charities such as Habitat for Humanity, Ronald McDonald House, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Dee Dee had been making her daughter pass herself off as younger and pretend to be disabled and chronically ill, subjecting her to unnecessary surgery and medication, and controlling her through physical and psychological abuse. Dr. Mark Felden, an international expert on fictitious disorders, stated that this was the first case he had experienced in which an abused child killed an abusive parent. Gypsy Rose pled guilty to second-degree murder and is serving a 10-year sentence after a brief trial in November of 2018. Gojan was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Early life and marriage of Dee Dee Blanchard is like this. She was born in Claude Pitier in Chuck Bay, Louisiana, near the Gulf Coast in 1967, and grew up with her family nearby Golden Meadow. Blanchard was a daughter of Claude Anthony Pitier and Emilise Louis Gisclair. She had five siblings. During her childhood, relatives recalled and occasionally engaged in petty theft, often as a form of retaliation when things do not go her way. At some point, early in her adult life, she worked as a nurse's aide. The family expressed suspicion that in 1997 she might have killed her own mother by denying her food. When she was 24, she became pregnant by Rod Blanchard, then 17. They named her daughter Gypsy Rose because Claudine liked the name Gypsy, and Rod was a fan of Guns N' Roses. Shortly before Gypsy Rose's birth in July 1991, the couple separated when Rod, as he said in 2017, realized he got married for the wrong reasons. Despite Claudine's efforts to get him to return, he did not, and she took her newborn daughter to live with her family. According to Rod, who remained involved with his daughter at this point by the time Gyp, as she was known in her extended family, was 3 months old, her mother was convinced that the infant suffered from sleep apnea and began taking her to the hospital where repeated overnight stays with a sleep monitor and other tests found no sign of the condition. Nevertheless, he recalls, Claudine became convinced that Gypsy had a wide range of health issues, which she attributed to an unspecified chromosomal disorder. When Gypsy was 7 or 8, she recalls, she was riding on her grandfather's motorcycle when they were involved in a minor accident. She suffered an abrasion to her knee, which her mother said was a visible sign of injuries that would require several surgeries to treat properly. Then on, Gypsy, who had already been made to use a walker, was confined to a wheelchair, although she was healthy enough to walk on her own. Gypsy often went with her parents to Special Olympics events. In 2001, when Dee Dee claimed Gypsy was 8, she was actually 10, she was named the honorary queen of the crew of Mid-City, a child-oriented parade held during Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Gypsy seems to have stopped going to school after second grade, possibly even as early as kindergarten. Her mother homeschooled her after that, supposedly because her illnesses were so severe. Gypsy managed to learn to read on her own, though, and the Harry Potter books. While Gypsy's father, Rod, had remarried, Claudine moved in with her father and stepmother. They would later claim that Claudine, when preparing food for her stepmother, poisoned it with Roundup weed killer, leading to her own chronic illness during this period. During that time, she was arrested for several minor offenses, including writing bad checks. When the Petries began to regularly confront her about her treatment of Gypsy and expressed suspicion about her role in her stepmom's health, she left with Gypsy for Slidell. Her stepmother's health returned to normal shortly afterwards. In Slidell, she and Gypsy lived in public housing. They paid their bills with public assistance Claudine had been granted due to her daughter's supposed medical conditions and Rod's child support payments. They spent most of their time visiting various specialists, mostly at Tulane Medical Center and the Children's Hospital of New Orleans, seeking treatment for the illness Claudine claimed Gypsy suffered from, which she now said included hearing and vision problems. While a muscle biopsy found no sign of the muscular dystrophy Claudine insisted Gypsy had, she was successful in securing treatment for her daughter's other purported issues. After she told doctors Gypsy had seizures every few months, they prescribed anti-seizure medication. Several surgeries were performed on her during this time, and Claudine regularly took Gypsy to the emergency room for minor ailments. After Hurricane Katrina devastated the area in August of 2005, Claudine and Gypsy left their ruined apartment for a shelter in Covington, set up for individuals with special needs. Claudine said Gypsy's medical records, including her birth certificate, had been destroyed in the flooding. A doctor there from the Ozarks suggested they relocate to her native Missouri. And the next month, they were airlifted there. At first, Claudine and Gypsy lived in a rented home in Aurora in the southwestern area of the state. Despite their time there, Gypsy was honored by the Ole Foundation, which advocates for the rights of feeding tube recipients. As of 2007, Child of the Year And 2008, Habitat for Humanity built him a small home with a wheelchair ramp and hot tub as part of a larger project on the north side of Springfield. To the east, they moved there. Story of a single mother with a severely disabled daughter forced to flee Katrina's devastation received considerable local media attention, and the community often pitched in to help the woman who now went by Claudina Blanchard, to whom they knew as Dee Dee. The outpouring of support included a great deal of charitable contributions. In Louisiana, mother and daughter had at most availed themselves of occasional stays in Ronald McDonald houses during medical appointments. In Missouri, they received free flights to see doctors in Kansas City, free trips to Walt Disney World, and backstage passes to Miranda Lambert concerts, where she was frequently photographed with a singer via the Make-A-Wish Foundation. In addition to the house Habitat built for them, Ron Blanchard also continued to make monthly child support payments of $1,200, as well as sending Gypsy gifts and occasionally talking to her on the phone. During one call on her 18th birthday, he recalls Dee Dee telling him not to mention her daughter's real age since she thinks she's 14. Rod and his second wife regularly hoped to get to Springfield and visit, but for a variety of reasons, Dee Dee would change plans. She told her neighbors in Springfield that Gypsy Rose's father was an abusive drug addict and alcoholic who had never come to terms with his daughter's health issues and never sent them any money. Many people who met Gypsy were charmed by her. Her 5-foot height, nearly toothless mouth, large glasses, and high, childlike voice reinforced the perception that she had all the problems her mother said she did. She often wore wigs or hats to cover her baldness. Her mother regularly shaved Gypsy's head to mimic the hairless appearance of a chemotherapy patient, allegedly telling Gypsy that since her medication would eventually cause her hair to fall out, it was best just to shave it in advance. When they left the house, Dee Dee often took an oxygen tank and feeding tube with them. Gypsy was fed the children's liquid nutrition supplement, Pediasure, well into her 20s. Dee Dee used physical abuse to control her daughter, always holding her daughter's hand in the presence of others. Whenever Gypsy said something that either suggested she was not really sick or seemed above her purported mental capabilities, Gypsy recalls that her mother would give her a very tight squeeze. When the two were alone, Dee Dee would strike her open hands or a coat hanger. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. That's Dark Side.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Wikipedia.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.